This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. More people in more states are reportedly coming down with illnesses from McDonald's Quarter Pounders. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, where Sabrina Cupid has details.
The CDC's Matthew Wise says there are now 75 confirmed cases in 13 states. As for the source of the outbreak,
at this point, the information that we're getting from ill people in this outbreak still really strongly points to an ingredient on Quarter Pounder hamburgers.
He says they are focusing on onions and the beef patty as possible sources. One person has died in Colorado, 22 other people ending up in the hospital. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
The CDC has just recommended a second COVID booster shot for some older patients. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports.
The recommendation applies to people 65 or older who are moderately or severely immunocompromised. The CDC says those patients should receive a second dose of the 2024-25 vaccine 6 months after the initial shot. The CDC's director says a second shot enhances protection from the variants responsible for the most infections and hospitalizations and also reduces the chance of developing long COVID. Peter King, CBS News.
The CDC is also out with new estimates of the share of American adults who have high blood pressure, or what doctors call hypertension.
Through 2023, the CDC estimates that just under 45% of adults adjusted for age had hypertension. That's down slightly from just above 45% back through 2020. That's the first time that we have not seen an increase in the CDC's blood pressure estimates since 2014, when adult hypertension rates bottomed out at 42%.
New hope for a vaccine against the highly contagious vomiting bug that lands 100,000 Americans in the hospital each year.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Phase 3 trials of the world's first vaccine against norovirus are getting underway here.
The majority of people who take part will be over 60 and even older in order to find a vaccine that protects the people most at risk.
Professor Saul Faust's running the UK trials. In all, 6 countries will be testing the Moderna vaccine over the next 2 years.
A disease more commonly associated with pirates is making a comeback.
Australian doctors writing in the British Journal of Medicine say a middle-aged man who was hospitalized with an unexplained rash and bruising on his legs turned out to be suffering from scurvy, a condition caused by a severe lack of vitamin C. And they warn the cost of living crisis and the rise of diets high in ultra-processed foods means scurvy is returning to much of the developed world. A report earlier this year found cases of scurvy in American children more than tripled between 2016 and 2020. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
A new study shows those with a younger onset of a type of diabetes have a much greater risk of dying compared to the general population.
People with younger onset type 2 diabetes, those 40 and younger, have a nearly 4 times higher risk of death compared to the general population. The study, published in The Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology, also found that adults with later onset T2D have a 1.5-fold risk of death. They also identified that a lower age at diagnosis was associated with a higher risk of incident diabetes-related complications like poor blood sugar control. The study followed 4,500 people, 25 to 65 years old, and over a 30-year period.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.